healing confessions. On this CD, I will be making healing confessions. Each confession is taken from scripture, and I will read the scripture reference first so that you hear it with your ears. First, listen and hear, for it is written, if anyone has an ear, let him hear. Revelation 13:9. Hear. Matthew 6:33. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to me. All these things include healing, strength, wholeness, and freedom from pain. Confess after me. Matthew 6:33. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to me. All these things include healing, strength, wholeness, and freedom from pain. Hear. Matthew 8:2-3. I worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is willing and able to make me clean. He touches me and heals me and makes me clean. Confess. Matthew 8:2-3. I worship my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is willing and able to make me clean. He touches me and heals me and makes me clean. Hear. Matthew 8:17. He, Jesus Christ, himself, took my weaknesses and infirmities and bore my sicknesses and pains. Confess after me. Matthew 8:17. He, Jesus Christ himself, took my weaknesses and infirmities and bore my sickness and pain. Hear. Matthew 9:35. It is written, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I confess he is able and willing to heal every kind of sickness and disease. I am one of his people, and he will heal me. Hear. Matthew 18:18. I forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful weakness, infirmity, sickness, and pain in my body on earth, for it is already forbidden in heaven. And I permit and declare life, good health, blessing, and prosperity in my life as being proper and lawful on earth, for it is already loosed in heaven for me. Confess. Matthew 18:18. I forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful weakness, infirmity, sickness, and pain in my body on earth, for it is already forbidden in heaven. And I permit and declare life, good health, blessing, and prosperity in my life as being proper and lawful on earth, for it is already loosed in heaven for me. Hear. Matthew 21:22. And whatever things I ask in prayer, I believe I receive. Confess. Matthew 21:22. And whatever things I ask in prayer, I believe I receive. Hear. Mark 5:34. I reach out to touch Jesus. My faith makes me well. I will go in peace and be healed of my affliction. Confess after me. Mark 5:34. I reach out to touch Jesus. My faith makes me well. I will go in peace and be healed of my affliction. Here, Mark 5:36. I will not listen to negative words concerning my healing. I will not be afraid. I will only believe in Jesus. Confess after me. Mark 5:36. I will not listen to negative words concerning my healing. I will not be afraid. I will only believe in Jesus. Here, Mark 9:23. I believe all things are possible to me. Confess after me. Mark 9:23. I believe all things are possible to me. Here, Mark 10:27. With man or modern medicine, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Confess, Mark 10:27. With man or modern medicine, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Here, Mark 11:22-23. I have faith in God. I do not doubt in my heart. I believe that those things I say will be done. I will have whatever I say. Confess after me. Mark 11:22-23. I have faith in God. I do not doubt in my heart. I believe that those things I say will be done. I will have whatever I say. Here, Mark 11:24. I have faith in God. Whatever things I ask when I pray, I believe that I receive them, and I will have them. Confess after me. Mark 11:24. I have faith in God. Whatever things I ask when I pray, I believe that I receive them, and I will have them. Here, Mark 16:17-18. I believe in Jesus' name, and one of the signs that follow me is that I will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Likewise, I will recover when a believer lays hands on me, because I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess after me, Mark 16:17-18. I believe in Jesus' name, and one of the signs that follow me is that I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Likewise, I will recover when a believer lays hands on me, because I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, Luke 17:14. I understand that sometimes, as I go forward, I am cleansed. I will go on with my life, knowing that I am being healed as I go. Confess after me. Luke 17:14. I understand that sometimes, as I go forward, I am cleansed. I will go on with my life, knowing that I am being healed as I go. Luke 17:18-19. I will give glory to God with a thankful heart for my healing, and as I do, I will go my way. My faith makes me whole. Confess after me. Luke 17:18-19. I will give glory to God with a thankful heart for my healing, and as I do, I will go my way. My faith makes me whole. Here, John 8:36. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, makes me free. I am free indeed of all sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain. Confess after me. John 8:36. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, makes me free. I am free indeed of all sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain. Hear, John 10:10. Jesus came to me so that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. Confess after me. John 10:10. Jesus came to me so that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. Hear, Acts 3:16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made me strong. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given me this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Confess after me. Acts 3:16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made me strong. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given me this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hear, Romans 4:16. I receive healing by faith. I receive healing by the grace of God, so that his promise might be sure to all the seed. I am his seed. Confess after me. Romans 4:16. I receive healing by faith. I receive healing by the grace of God, so that his promise might be sure to all the seed. I am his seed. Hear, Romans 4:20 through 21. I do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I am strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and I am fully convinced that what he promised, he is able to perform. Confess after me. Romans 4:20 through 21. I do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I'm strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and I'm fully convinced that what he promised, he's also able to perform. Here, Romans 8:2. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Confess after me, Romans 8:2. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hear, Romans 8:11. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also quicken, make alive, revive, restore, stimulate, and accelerate my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in me. Confess after me. Romans 8:11. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also quicken, make alive, revive, restore, stimulate, and accelerate my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in me. Hear, Romans 8:28. I know that all things work together for my good because I love God. I am called according to his purpose. Confess after me, Romans 8:28. I know that all things work together for my good because I love God. I am called according to his purpose. Romans 8:31. God is for me, who can be against me? Confess with me. Romans 8:31. God is for me, who can be against me? Hear, Romans 8:37. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Confess, Romans 8:37. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Hear, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. I know the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I confess that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus, and anything contrary to that truth is an imagination against the knowledge of God, and I cast it down. I capture my every thought to the truth of the word, which declares, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Confess after me. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. I know the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I confess that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. And anything contrary to that truth is an imagination against the knowledge of God, and I cast it down. I capture my every thought to the truth of the word, which declares I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Here, 2 Corinthians 4:18. I do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Confess after me. 2 Corinthians 4:18. I do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Here, 2 Corinthians 5:7. I walk by faith, not by sight. Confess, 2 Corinthians 5:7. I walk by faith, not by sight. Here, 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though I walk in the flesh, I do not war according to the flesh. Confess, 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though I walk in the flesh, I do not war according to the flesh. Here, Galatians 3, 13-14. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law, having become a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham comes upon me in Christ Jesus, and I receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Confess after me. Galatians 3, 13-14. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law, having become a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham comes upon me in Christ Jesus, and I receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Here, Galatians 3:29. I am Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an heir according to the promise. Confess, Galatians 3:29. I am Christ. I am Abraham's seed, an heir according to the promise. Here, Ephesians 3, 20-21. I confess that the Holy Spirit which dwells in me is able to do exceedingly and abundantly much more than I ask or I am capable of thinking. Confess after me. Ephesians 3:20-21. I confess that the Holy Spirit which dwells in me is able to do exceedingly and abundantly much more than I ask or I am capable of thinking. Here, Ephesians 6:10-11. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I put on the whole armor of God. I am able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Confess after me. Ephesians 6:10-11. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I put on the whole armor of God. I am able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Here, Ephesians 6:14-17. I stand, therefore, having girded my waist, my loins with truth. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I shod my feet in the preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Above all, I take the shield of faith, which I will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I take the helmet of salvation, and I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Confess after me, Ephesians 6:14-17. I stand, therefore, having girded my waist, my loins with truth. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and I shod my feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Above all, I take the shield of faith with which I will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I take the helmet of salvation, and I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.